Welcome back to DTID, the official FC Dallas podcast. I'm your host, Garrett Melser, and today I sat down with FC Dallas legend Kenny Cooper. Of course, Kenny was a player here in Dallas, and he's now become an FC Dallas ambassador. We spoke a lot about his career in Dallas, his experiences in Europe, and all around the league here in the United States. It was a great talk. He's a great guy, and it was a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoy it. All right, Kenny Cooper, welcome to DTID. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So first off, let's talk a little bit about your new position. You are the first official FC Dallas ambassador. What's that role about, and how did the role come about recently?
Well, I keep saying I just feel so tremendously honored to step into this role and just to be a part of the FC Dallas family. Dallas is obviously my hometown, and it was a great privilege to play for this club and to still be a part of it. It is just so exciting for me, and this has been my family. There's people who've been here for like 20 plus years, so you know it feels very familiar here, and I think we'll just always feel like home to me. So again, I just feel incredibly honored and super excited about this year and about the future.
Awesome, that's great to hear. Now, this position really does make a lot of sense for you in particular because, of course, you were a player here and a legend here, but also your father, Kenny Cooper Sr., played professional soccer in Dallas for the Dallas Tornado of the North American Soccer League back in the 70s. And that club was also owned by the Hunt family. So your family has a ton of ties to the sport in this city in particular. Can you talk a little bit about how your dad's connection to the sport and the city helped you get your start here as well?
That's right. Yeah. Well, going way back there, I mean, I was really fortunate because not only did my dad play professionally, but he coached professionally. So when I was a kid growing up, I had exposure to the professional game at a really young age. I got to go to the training sessions and a ton of games. And I saw just really early on the path that I wanted to go down. And I had a lot of great guidance from him and you know, former teammates of his and professional players that he was coaching that I got to be around. So, you know, I was definitely able to take a lot of inspiration and get a lot of, you know, great advice and just see what it took to be a professional. And by the grace of God, I was able to follow in his footsteps and do it in my hometown. He played for the Tornado for, I want to say, 11 years and played for Lamar Hunt. And I was fortunate enough to also play for Lamar and his great family. So, you know, we share a lot of great experiences and he's always been a great resource for me and a great example for me to follow. I've always looked at him and some of his former teammates who are in the area, like Charlie DeLong, Neil Cohen, former Tornado players who I've always looked at them as great ambassadors of the game. And, you know, they've touched my life in such a profound way and had such a major impact. So they're definitely people that, you know, I'll look to, you know, for inspiration to fulfill this role with the club. And there's been, you know, there's so many other legends of the game in this area and former teammates of mine. You know, obviously Bobby Ryan is, you know, the first that comes to mind. And again, just a lot of great examples for me to follow for sure. Yeah, we were, it was the year before high school, so it was eighth grade. We moved back here. And it was just, I mean, the youth soccer scene at that time was awesome. You know, it's not what it is now, obviously, with, you know, the academies and all the youth teams that FC Dallas has, but it was always really competitive. There's always a lot of really great quality. I grew up playing against Ramon Nunez, for example. We had a lot of awesome players, you know, playing Dallas Cup, State Cup, Classic League. It was a lot of fun, and I had a lot of, you know, really good opportunities to get competitive soccer at a young age when I came here. And I was fortunate to be coached by some of these legends, you know, of the game here. I grew up playing for Kevin Smith, Nick Stavrou, Tattoo, Neil Cohen, Charlie DeLong. I mean, I was so lucky I got to play for all these guys and learn the game under just really good people.
So in your later teens, you've been playing soccer for most of your life at that point. Like, did you have college soccer in your mind, or was maybe a European thing, which you eventually did? How did that, what was your goal at that point when you're late high school?
Oh, well, I mean, going back to my childhood, becoming a professional at some point was definitely the aim and the goal. But the college route was one that I had my eyes on and really wanted to do, and was, you know, I was so fortunate. I was so blessed to have an opportunity to go to SMU. I had committed to go play for Shellis at SMU, and that was such a dream come true. I was always really close with my family, so to have SMU down the road, you know, to be a part of such a great program, to play for a coach who, you know, was had just been so successful and part of the program for such a long time, and also such a great school, it really checked all the boxes for me. It was a dream come true, and I was so excited my senior year, you know, just looking forward to going to SMU. And then by the grace of God, out of the clear blue sky, I had an opportunity to go train at Manchester United, and so my path changed, and I ended up going that route and moving abroad and starting my professional career earlier than I you know, expected or was even really ready for. But I felt like it was just too good of an opportunity to turn down. So I did that. And fortunately, I did have my opportunity to play for Shells years later when he was coaching here at FC Dallas.
Yeah, so you mentioned that Manchester United trial. Like, how did that come about? Because this was, you know, Americans going over to European clubs and either signing or having trials is pretty normalized. But I would say in the early 2000s, that was not very common for players. How did your opportunity like that come about, and what was that experience in Manchester United like?
Yeah, well, yeah. It was really a dream come true. Golly, without knowing exactly how it all happened, I had played in the Dallas Cup my senior year. Around that time, I want to say if you finished first place in the Classic League in the fall, you would qualify for the Super Group. So we qualified for Super Group in Dallas Cup, and we played against Benfica, I think, in the opening game. I ended up having an opportunity to train with Benfica before they left. And then my father knew someone at the club, a man named Tony Simoes. And so I had this great opportunity to train with them before they left. And then I was going to go train with them in the summer. And what I think may have happened is some mutual friends of my father and a man named Jimmy Ryan, who also played for Tornado. He was a youth director at Man United. I think some mutual friends might have said, "Hey, Jimmy, Kenny's going to be going to Benfica. Y'all should bring him in and take a look." And so everything happened really quickly. I ended up going over there for a training stint. It was about 2 weeks long. And, you know, again, by the grace of God, I had an opportunity to be offered a contract and start my professional career. It was amazing. It was amazing to step onto a training field with some of my heroes like Ryan Giggs, Ruud van Nistelrooy, Paul Scholes. I mean, these were my heroes growing up. And, you know, one day I'm playing high school soccer, and like weeks later I'm on the first team training field at Man United doing an inter-squad scrimmage with some of my heroes. So it was kind of surreal, but I also felt very confident and very ready for it. I always look back at that time. I was like 18 to 21. I always look at it as just such a great education for me. It was my first taste of professional soccer. And one of the things they did at the club was the younger players and the first team players were all around each other. You might not have been training with the first team every day, but you would have seen these guys in the cafeteria, in the gym. You might have gone and trained with them. They might have come and trained with you. So, you know, I had just great exposure to these world-class players. And it really just helped instill just great values, I think, in me that I was able to carry with me through the rest of my career.
For sure. And you had the chance to see Wayne Rooney up close and personal. Oh, yeah. You mentioned, you told me a Rooney story. Do you want to tell
yeah,
that one?
Sure. I mean, he was just, I mean, at the time, I actually just watched the documentary on Prime, and it was just amazing to see just his career. And I was lucky to see him up close at the club when he first signed there. I want to say it was my second year, but I'll never forget training with him. I mean, he had such an intensity. I remember him. I remember he like kicked the goalpost, I think, at one point. I think it was like yelling at the coach, and he had so much quality. He was so talented, you know. He scored this great goal where he took this ball of the air from like 35 yards and against Newcastle. This amazing goal. My jaw dropped. But he had all this great quality, but he also had this incredible intensity. And this work ethic that I just admired so much. And it's something that I noticed in the players there. There was so much talent, but there was also just a great work ethic and, great desire and determination. And when you put those two things together, I think it's a great, they're great ingredients for success. And so I was very lucky at a young age. I was able to see that up close.
Absolutely. And so having seen that up close, and this kind of gets on to one of the fan questions we got on Twitter from Horse_God. He asked what it was like going from Man United training to returning to Dallas with FC Dallas and MLS. And MLS in 2006 was a very different MLS to what it is now. What was it like going from, Man United, which was then and maybe still is the biggest club in the world, to a growing MLS, which I think is fair to say?
Well, I felt I was really eager for first team soccer at that point in my life. I spent a lot of time in the reserves at Man United. And by that time, I was about 21. I felt really ready and really eager for first team soccer. And I felt really prepared for that, just having had 2.5 years at the club. So when I got here, I was just incredibly motivated and felt really ready. But the years that I was at United and everything I had gone through, whether it was opportunities to train around the first team or just playing reserve games or playing at Old Trafford or going out on loan, all these experiences and what I was exposed to, helped me to feel ready at the age of like 20-21 to step into first team soccer. And I was so fortunate to have those opportunities with FC Dallas in my hometown with family and friends in the stands. It was just a perfect opportunity to come back and start my career here.
And it really was, and you were ready for it based on your performance, 11 goals in your first season. What was it like, really getting the first taste of first team soccer in the city with your family and like in the city that your dad had played in, playing for the person that your dad played for? Like, it's almost like achieving a dream at 21 years old when your career is almost getting started, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's funny. I remember I was recalling the other day, I think with Marco Ferruzzi, we were watching a preseason game. And I remembered my first game so well. I was so disappointed I wasn't starting it. And it just spoke to just my eagerness, that desire to be on the field and to play. And I got in the game and scored versus Chicago. And it's just a great way for me to start. And I went on to score 11 goals. There were so many, I think it's a really unique opportunity to play in your hometown. And for me, that went, it just went even further to play for the Hunt family, like my father, to have that, sentiment there as well, to have my family in the stands, to share the wins and the goals, but also to lean on, during, challenging times, as a young player. This was just the perfect place for me to be at that point in my career. And I got off to a really good start in the league and, was fortunate just to have my support system close by. And it was such an exciting time. I think it was maybe the stadium's second year. And they're just some of my favorite memories looking back on that first year. And it feels like yesterday.
That's awesome. And I didn't even write this question down, but I just thought of it. Your number was 33 here in Dallas, at least at your first stint. I think it was the second one as well. Why 33? Was there anything behind that?
So it was my wife's number, and I wore it, really to like You know, just something that actually, so I'll go way back. Actually, number three was always my favorite number growing up. And there's a player my dad had named Mike Reynolds. He actually passed away a long time ago, and he wore the number three. And I always wore the number three growing up. And my wife's favorite number was 33. And I just thought, you know what, I'll put 33 on my back to you know, honor her in a way. And so it stuck with me throughout my career, and it'll always be a special number to me for sure.
That's funny. That question has been 15 years in the making, because I wore a 33 after you for one of my seasons in U12, U13.
Well, now all of our family members wear 33, and so it's fun to see, you know, others carry that number on. But it's always been a really special number to me. I'm not sure it's like a typical, like, you know, striker's number or you know, a player that's like, you know, maybe typically in the starting 11, but it was always a special one to me, and I loved having it on my back.
Awesome. So in your first stint in Dallas, it was four seasons, lots of goals. I think you maybe tied for the Golden Boot in 1 year, 18 goals. But and you're getting national team looks and whatnot. And so eventually you had another opportunity to go to Europe. Was Europe always, a second chance in Europe, always kind of on your mind? Or when the opportunity came, were you just like, hey, let's just go see what happens? What was the whole, and how did it come about as well?
Yeah, good question. I was really happy here. And it was leading into World Cup year 2010, and I really wanted to be a part of that World Cup. And when the opportunity came about, I think at that time, around then, I might have just felt like, you know, leading the World Cup, that it would just help me, you know, at that time, to really make a push to be in that squad. You know, when I look back, again, I was really happy here. I was really, really happy here. So, you know, I feel so fortunate that I had another opportunity years later to come back here. And then now, even years later, to come back again. I mean, it really is my home. And so and it's my family. So I've been really fortunate that I've been able to land back here a couple times.
But so you went to 1860 Munich in 2009, and I think you spent some time with Plymouth Argyle as well. What were those experiences like? And again, I'm kind of going back to, like, there were Americans playing in Europe, but it's not like it was now. There are just not nearly as many. Like, were you ever singled out as an American, or maybe thought you maybe had to, like, break a barrier or two? And just what was the whole experience playing in Germany and then England like?
Well, actually, at 1860, Josh Wolf had been there, Greg Berhalter. And they, I think the two of them really made a great impression at that club, and were just loved and really respected. So I feel like they really, like, paved a great path for me to follow. But I have to say, it was a challenging time, really challenging time in my career, because, you know, again, I went there as a World Cup year. I really wanted to make a push and make a great impression and be part of that squad. And what ended up happening is I struggled, you know, with injuries. I broke my ankle. I ended up having to have an arthroscopy, you know, in my knee at one point to remove something. And so I didn't have the success on the field that I, you know, so badly, you know, wanted. But all in all, you know, they're all really great experiences, and I think good things for me to go through. Munich's in a beautiful place, and, you know, I made lifelong friends, and it was awesome to experience the soccer over there and see how much it meant to the fans and the city. But it was definitely a challenging time in my career, for sure.
Gotcha. So after a couple of years over there, you came back to MLS, I think first with Portland. Was that like an allocation order thing where that they had your rights, or how did the Portland move come into effect?
Gosh, good question. I don't know exactly how I ended up in Portland, but I was excited about it, you know, with it being their inaugural season. I remember watching videos of, you know, or video of, you know, Timber's Army, and just seeing the passion that the city had for the club. And so, you know, it was another unique opportunity to be a part of a team's inaugural season. And, you know, and I was really grateful to get back to the league. And, you know, that really started off my, journey around the league. And it's funny, you know, I've mentioned my dad a couple of times. He more or less played his whole career here in Dallas. He more or less coached his whole career in Baltimore. So I don't think I could have ever anticipated just the movement that my career ended up having, but it's something at this point in my life I really appreciate, because I got to experience, you know, different cities, different cultures, you know, learn from different coaches, a lot of really great coaches. And I think it has just helped form just the way I see the game and just my perspective, you know, that I have. It's just the exposure to all these, you know, again, different ways of coaching and meeting so many teammates. It's all these things I'm just really grateful for at this point in my life.
For sure. And so you mentioned your journey. You played for Portland and then the Red Bulls and FC Dallas again and then Seattle and then like a little bit with Montreal. You had experienced Dallas in the mid-2000s, and then you experienced kind of like the mid to late teens or early teens after you came back from Europe. Had the league changed at all, like noticeably since then? And what was it like moving around different teams? Like, did each team just feel different in terms of, you know, how training were, how the organization was set up? Like, what was that like moving around?
You know, it's something, it's funny because it's something that like I got kind of comfortable with in a way, like, you know, going to a new city, walking into a new locker room, meeting new teammates. Like in a way I felt very comfortable doing it because it was kind of, it became a kind of like a normal thing for me. And in this league too, like, you know, having played so many years in it, even when I would go to a new team, there might be a couple of people that I already knew. Dax McCarty, for example, was at Red Bull, and he's one of my best friends. And so that helped me make the transition. And anytime I knew someone, Eric Alexander was in Montreal, anytime I had a former teammate or a friend that was in a team, it helped me make that transition. It just speaks too to just all the great relationships that I made, you know, over the years playing and, you know, and have maintained and I'm really grateful for. But yeah, you know, it's every place was different, but it was really obvious just to see the growth of the league over the years. Obviously the teams in the Pacific Northwest, you know, have always been incredibly well supported. When Toronto came, I remember that was a really exciting place to go play. You know, and then even just beyond my playing days, it's just been obvious to see just the growth of this league. And it's so exciting to be a part of. I remember going to MLS Cup in Atlanta a couple years ago, and I was just really blown away by the whole experience. Just the stadium there, the quality on the field, all the excitement is just, you know, this league has just grown and grown and grown and grown. And, you know, it's going to be exciting to see even in the next 5-10 years, just what it continues to do.
No, absolutely. So I've gone through most of your playing career there. Now we're going to switch a little bit and go to a new segment, quick fire questions. It's only a couple of them, and you can elaborate if you want. So the first one, what's the favorite game you played in during your career? Like, what's the one that when you look back and you're like, man, that game was awesome. I really enjoyed maybe your performance, the team's performance, something that happened. Like, what game sticks out as one of your favorites at least?
Oh man, I got a couple. How much time do we have?
All the time you want. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Shoot. Definitely my first game here, coming off the bench and scoring, is a highlight. And I think one that I remember most vividly, against Chicago. I played in a cup final at Old Trafford with the reserve team and scored 2 goals there, and that was definitely a highlight as well. Scoring from the halfway line here, also versus Chicago, I think it might have been another home opener. That was a highlight. I mean, I have to admit they're all like connected to like goals, but I'm a striker. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like all the memories are, you know, golly, I have to admit they're connected to goals. Yeah. I mean, those are the three that really stand out to me, as just like, just just some of my favorite memories representing the national team the first time against Denmark and scoring off of Heath Pierce assist is another one that jumps out. It's like, yeah, it's funny. It for some reason, it's all like, whether it's like a first game of the season, like a home opener here, or my first time with the national team, my first time at Old Trafford. It's like those firsts just stand out in my mind.
You enjoyed those debuts.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Similar question. What's the favorite game you've watched? You know, like, it doesn't have to be your team, or just a game that you watched that meant, and I'll go mine quickly. It was the 2010 World Cup, USA, Algeria, the Donovan goal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's my greatest sporting moment. And I was watching it.
One of mine too.
What about you?
Yeah, that's definitely one of mine too. Oh gosh, what stands out? I mean, I remember, you know, the World Cup 94, seeing that on TV really just like, you know, really ignited the fire, you know, within me. Seeing that, you know, for the first time was amazing. I was lucky because as a kid, even going to my father's indoor games, I mean, indoor soccer in the, you know, late 80s, 90s was incredible. And I used to love going to those games. It was so exciting. Those games, you know, stand out to me. And I'll always be a fan of this game, even when I was playing. Even though I always felt really confident on the field and competitive, I always had an appreciation for, you know, the other players and the other teams in this league. You know, someone like David Beckham come to the league. I mean, I used to love watching that guy play and would watch a game just to watch him. You know, he was just such a superstar. So I suppose I haven't given you just one game, but, you know, there's players like him. Wayne Rooney was another one. Cristiano Ronaldo. You know, I still just love watching games that those players were playing in and could watch a game just because they were playing in them.
Exactly. And it actually kind of leads to my next question. Who's the best player you've played with or against? And I know you mentioned Rooney, but is there another one? It doesn't have to be like maybe what they did in the careers, but in the game that you were playing with, when like that, like their performance just stood out to you, maybe a defender who you just couldn't get by that day. What player has really stuck out to you that you played against?
Well, I played with Thierry Henry in New York, and he was just something else. I mean, he's just playing on another level and had everything. You know, there's things he would say to me that just to this day, just like, you know, I'm just like, wow, he just really thought about the game at another level too, and executed at another level. And playing alongside him was really a privilege, and I really enjoyed my year playing there and playing alongside him and learned a lot. He was really impressive. Training with Wayne Rooney and Cristiano Ronaldo was also amazing, and having opportunities to be on a training field with some of my heroes at Man United was, you know, just to this day, I'm so grateful for. They were just some of the best of the best. You know, even now I look back and I'm like, wow, those guys were just out of this world. You know, there's been Carlos Ruiz was an incredible MLS legend. I got to play with him my rookie year here. He always treated me really well. I loved playing alongside him. You know, I played in an All-Star game with David Beckham. I've had an opportunity to be on the field with some amazing players, Clint Dempsey, Obafemi Martins in Seattle. I've been lucky. I've been able to see just a lot of just superstars, and not just see them like on game day, but play with them, see them at training, see their professionalism, how they, you know, approach the game. It was all part of my, I think, soccer development and education, and again, just like I think has helped like just shape my own perspective and how I look at the game these days.
Mm-hmm. Those really top level players, some of the guys you mentioned right there, like especially Henrique, is like what he did at Arsenal, and then when he came to MLS, you know, older, but he was still just playing at a different level. Like, do they have just a different aura around them? Do they train differently? Are they just more driven? Because what I've noticed about just professional athletes in general being around FC Dallas, like they're so competitive, more competitive than the average person. You know, like if it's a game of ping pong, you know, they're hustling in there after training. It's like, it takes a certain amount of competition in you to even get to the pro level. But then those, and they're great players, obviously, but then there's the levels who are world-class players who are, you know, only a few ever reached to. Like, is it just different being around those guys, or they're just kind of another teammate?
Yes. No, for sure. I mean, I didn't get to play with him in Montreal because I was injured, but Didier Drogba was there. And, you know, even without touching the ball, I feel like he just had a presence. He just would, you know, he was just, there's just something about him. He had just amazing leadership, and there's something about the, you know, just, you know, you said aura. I mean, these guys, they just exuded this incredible confidence. They obviously performed at such a high level on the field, but there's something too, like, even when they didn't have the ball, I feel like, just, and maybe it is that, I mean, you know, maybe it is that, just the way that they carried themselves and the confidence. It's like, even before they would touch a ball, I feel like, you know, you could just sense that these are great players, you know. And and again, I was lucky. I mean, I could just list so many great players like Didier, Thierry, Wayne Rooney, Clint Dempsey, Chad Marshall. There's so many talented players I got to be around. And I learned a lot from those guys. But, you know, I go back to just what I felt like I saw at Man United in my early days. There, a lot of these guys, they had just this high level skill and talent, but just an incredible intensity and competitiveness. And I remember Thierry Henry once at training, he was like getting fired. He was like getting fired up about like a handball game we were playing. You know, it wasn't even soccer, you know, and it's, I think like something wasn't called, and you know, he was just so competitive, and it was awesome to be around those players for sure.
Oh, I can imagine. Just a couple more for you. Maybe favorite away stadium you've played in, or maybe like most intimidating atmosphere of a stadium. Like, what stadium that sticks out that you've been in a game in?
You know, all the Derby games stand out to me. Like, whether it was me, you know, playing for Dallas in Houston, those were tough games, especially back in my early days. Man, Houston had really good teams, great players. Playing for Seattle in Portland, playing for Portland in Seattle, that was definitely interesting to experience. And you know, you just know that those games mean a lot to your fans, and they're great to experience whether you're playing home or away. But those stand out to me for sure. Those Derby games playing away, for sure.
That makes sense. I didn't realize that. You may have been one of the first people to have crossed the Portland to Seattle border there.
Yeah.
And MLS or MLS probably done it in the NASL back in the day.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if you were the inaugural season with Portland and then Seattle soon after that.
Yeah, so. Both amazing experiences. I can imagine fans from either side, you know, might want you to say like which one was better, but both were just absolutely amazing experiences. The love for the game in the Pacific Northwest and the supporters up there. I'm so grateful I got to experience that.
Yeah, my first away trip with FC Dallas when I was doing, you know, PR stuff for them, it was in Seattle, and I think it's called Lumen Field now, CenturyLink back then. But I hadn't seen a soccer game at like a stadium that big with like a crowd quality like that.
Yeah,
it was
a
Wednesday night midweek game, and there were still chants the entire time. I was like, this is pretty crazy.
I'll tell you
like,
something.
This doesn't feel like the United States right now. It's like I'm watching a game.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. It was amazing for sure. There's amazing energy, and that's what you want as a player. You want to feel that energy from the fans. And you definitely do there. Funny story just about playing at, I think it was CenturyLink at the time. I used to live downtown. The stadium was downtown. And one time, this is maybe my most unprofessional moment of my career. I remember driving to a game and with my wife, and we got stuck in some traffic, and I was going to be late for like the meeting time. I want to say we had like a report time and a meeting time. And I think I was going to be late for the report time. And I'll never forget, like, you know, it was like standstill traffic. And I was like, Molly, I got to run. And I got out of the car and I must have like sprinted like a mile to get to the stadium. And I'll just never forget that moment. If we were playing the Galaxy and, you know, here's this, here's a player like just sprinting to the stadium for a mile. And I think I saw someone on Twitter be like, I think I just saw Cooper running to the stadium. But that's when I think about that stadium, that's just a memory that stands out to me.
That's great. That's too funny. Okay, one more question from me, and then we'll finish with a fan question. You were a striker. You scored a lot of goals in your career. What's the one goal that sticks out as your favorite, whether it was, you know, a beautiful goal or the meaning of it, the location of it, the timing? What goal, when you think back, save that one goal, which one is it for you?
Maybe the one from the halfway line here. Yeah, I when I was playing in the reserves at United, I like scored off a kickoff one time. And so I think that was one of my strengths, was just I could really get something behind the ball. And I'm pretty sure it was a season opener. It was just such a great way to start the season. Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing too, is Bobby Ryan was commentating, or he was in the broadcast booth for that game. So, you know, I admit I definitely pull up old goals, and I'm nostalgic and I look back all the time. And I think I honestly think part of the reason that one is so special to me is because Bobby Ryan was calling it, and the way he called it just means a lot to me.
That makes perfect sense. All right, last one, and it's from Horse God on Twitter again. He asked, El Matador got some new drums for the supporters section, and he asked if you'll join them and bang the drum a little bit.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I've already been thinking about that. So I'm hopeful I'll get an invite to go do that. But look, I'm one of the fans now, and I'm gonna be at every game. And you know, for so long I just loved playing in front of our fans, and I have just a real deep sense of gratitude for just the way that I was supported out there on the field and the energy that I felt and that they brought. And so, you know, now it's my turn to be up there with them and try to do that same thing for our players. And no, I'm really excited for every home game to be in the stands with them. So yeah, I can't wait to do that.
Perfect. I think that's a great way to end. Kenny, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to what this season brings for us.
Me too. Thanks for having me.